Blog Talk Radio.
To be the man, you gotta beat the man.
You wanna find out how good you are? You're looking at the measuring stick. Let's go, hook him up!
Radio. I am your host, Ed, in San Antonio, and I'm joined by my co-host, Katrina. What's going on, Katrina?
Not much. What's up?
What's up is Craig is actually joining us tonight. What's going on, Craig? How are you doing?
Greetings and salutations, Edward and Chris. Good to talk to you this evening.
Chris?
Okay.
Who's Chris? Are we using names now?
I'm sorry, Katrina.
It's like Brent Crimmin. He's in my food
name. I apologize.
Cool. Well, we are 2 weeks away from WrestleMania. And
we are?
The only
you wouldn't think so.
Yeah, well, I know I know it's 2 weeks away because I have like a lot of money that I'm responsible for, and the only two people who haven't paid me yet are Craig and Brian Alvarez. So, you know, I know exactly when WrestleMania is.
I already told you I would pay you on the 20th. It's 2 days away. Chill out.
Okay, I'm giving you a hard time. But I'm just mad that you gave my joke away because you knocked me off to Brian when I was asking you. And you didn't get my joke in there. That was very disappointing.
Because I got the text as I was sitting at the desk. And I said, oh, I just got a text from Ed. He, like, leans over my shoulder, and he, like, read it. I'm like, oh, okay. And so, yeah, there you go.
Yeah. So, yeah, I guess I'll be waiting. I guess I'm going to have to somehow get that app for my cell phone so I can accept credit cards because he's probably not paying me a day off, and then he only have cash on that day. So, but maybe someday I'll get my money from him. But, other than that, I mean, you've been working a lot, Craig. So are you taking like an actual vacation or just a few days off like I am?
I'm just taking a few days off. I can't. I just can't. I would love to. My wife's actually staying like a full week and more because my daughter lives there and she's going to hang out with her for a bit. But, man, I would love to take more time off. I just don't have the time. It's we're stupid busy right now, and I don't know why. So I could have taken the full week, but heck, I don't even have to take any vacation time now because I have so much extra overtime right now. So works out pretty good.
Well, yeah, I'm just taking like Thursday, and then I may or may not go back to UPS on Tuesday, depending on how tired I am. And I have to hire someone to throw my paper out for 3 nights, which costs me a pretty penny just to do that. Mm-hmm. And then basically Monday after Raw, I guess I get to hang out for maybe an hour and a half, maybe two if I push it. and then haul ass, and then don't even come home, go straight and pick up my papers and throw the papers that morning, and then finally make it home. So no party. I won't be partying after Raw. I'll be doing my Craig imitation and just watching everybody else get drunk and stupid on that night. But all the other nights, there's really no driving involved, so that should be fun. A fun time. And you hang out with, like, one of the biggest alcoholics in the group. I mean, Matt Clary is, like, one of the biggest drinkers.
Oh, please.
Out of everyone I've met. He is, and I'm sure he takes great pride in that, too. I guarantee you he takes great pride in that. These Euros, man, they're alcoholics, or at least compared to me.
I wish I could argue with you, but I've seen it firsthand. Yes, the Euros know how to party. And I remember last year at the ROH show, there was a group of Aussies just kitty corner to us, and they were hammered.
Was there almost a fight or something?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. So yeah, we got nothing on those the States have nothing on those other fellas.
Couture, are you taking any time off? I mean, you live there. I mean, do you even need to do any? I mean, I know you're going to go pick up your nephews and nieces, but other than that, is it a change in your schedule at all since you're right there?
No, not really. I'm right there. It's on the weekend, so I got no worries. Only worries I got is finding the fucking place to eat. This is when you got to go do reconnaissance to find where you're going to eat here in Dallas, you know.
It's called GPS. I'm sure your phone has one.
I don't like GPS in the car. That woman talks too much. Irritates me. And then she'll tell me, then I'll get all fucked up and there'll be like a turn. And there's no turn, and I'm just screwed from there. So
there was, I can't remember, but there was, I was going to a show in Austin, and I was kind of having to do this little zig around thing, and it didn't know the name of the street, so it fucking told me to take a left on unknown street and shit, and I'm like, well, how the fuck do you know where you're going if it's unknown? And
that's a fair point.
But
I believe here for 10 years. So you know it's bad when I gotta go find a place to live here for 10 years. So,
well, are you more Fort Worth or Dallas?
I live in like Lake Dallas.
Oh, okay.
So I live like a few miles from the high school here in Lake Dallas, where the Bonnerys went to school.
Speaking of that, either Sunday morning or Monday morning, I'm definitely taking a trip to, like, the Grace site.
Oh, you know what else? I just found out that Dimebag Darrell's Grace site is in Arlington.
From Pantera, right?
Yeah.
I might swing
over there and check that out.
What the fuck is a Dimebag Darrell?
Are you... Oh, Couture, you're so cute. He's the guitar player for Pantera.
Wasn't he killed? Remember he murdered or something?
Yeah, he was killed.
Some nut job stormed the stage and said he blamed him for Pantera breaking up and shot him dead right there.
Are you serious?
Crazy. I swear to God.
Holy sh...
Yeah, it's one of the most, like, bizarre ones. I mean, it's like...
That was
you know, the dude jumped on stage and killed the dude. I mean, you don't see that every day, you know?
Yeah, this world's going to shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's halfway there, let's be honest.
It is.
Yeah. But, anyway, so, we were going to talk about, I guess there was some big, big news today, and, I didn't think about it, or else it would have introed the show, but I didn't think about it too late. But basically, Real American was playing in the background sometime tonight as Hulk Hogan was victorious against Gawker, and they owe him $115 million. And the Hulkster is happy because he's no longer poor. You know, he has all his money to Linda and the Grozanos, or I can't see their name. He's been a broke bastard for a long time, but now he's got some money, and Hulk Hogan's very happy. Wanted to fucking, not only did he win $115 million, he had sex with that hot-ass bitch, and, you know, all hail Hulk Hogan.
Oh, Ed, you always nail and say the right things. You know, you just nail the. See, I can't even think of the word. You just hit the nail on the head, you know. Nailed that hot. Yeah. Anyway. Yes, he scored twice. That's for sure. But as Katrina,
you'll never see any of that money.
Yeah,
at least not that much.
I don't think they have that much cash laying around. I don't think there's any way he sees even half of that.
I always get amused when, like, these tabloid people get, you know, losing court. Always,
I'd be happy with
10%. I don't know, it makes me laugh a little bit.
He's going to get something. I mean, he's not, yeah, he ain't going to get $15 million.
And he ain't poor. I mean, let's be honest.
Right.
He's in the poorhouse.
On his taxes, he's poor. On his taxes, but, you know.
Sure. Yeah, it's hard to say a man is poor when he lives in a huge house and he's on his yacht and things like that. And, you know, him and Kanye.
Being racist and he'll be okay.
him and Kanye are doing just fine. They don't need to, we don't need to start up a GoFundMe.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if Hulk Hogan actually did start up a GoFundMe? You know how much money he'd fucking make off that thing? It'd be like a million times over what the Junkyard Dog got when he was pretending to be blind for a couple weeks.
What?
When all the poor folk, when the Junkyard Doggy got blinded in the angle with the Freebirds, and people started sending him money because he couldn't work, and his daughter was born that week and he couldn't see her be born.
Oh my gosh.
He had to go a few weeks without a his daughter was born, but he couldn't see her until he recovered. So
right,
it's like a big deal, and the people in Mississippi, Louisiana would send him money. And this is a real story too.
Yeah.
Wow,
back when
he made a lot of money. He made more money sitting at home than he did working.
That's amazing. I love it.
Yeah. Back when wrestling was awesome. People did shit like that. No GoFundMe here. We just send you our cash. And the people that sent it probably couldn't afford it, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So.
But,
and then he ended up as a security guard at Walmart in his final days. So.
Yeah. Poor dog. Had a rough at the end.
I actually saw his final match at a casino over in Mississippi, like a week before he died.
Wow.
Hmm. I think the last time I saw the dog work was probably that ECW pay-per-view he showed up on.
Yeah, well, I think it was like him and Dick Slater or something. They were doing they were recognizing like Legends of Georgia Wrestling or something like that on the pay-per-view. And I think New Jack beat him up.
That sounds right.
In the dressing room because he owed him money.
he was asking him for the money, and he's all, "Well, brother, I'm the dog. Like, you know.
He said, and New Jack said, "I don't give a fuck who you is." And then it was actually pretty sad because he was surprising his daughter at her like college graduation, and he died on the way there, and she didn't know who's coming. So, that was sad.
Yeah. Yeah, that sucks. But let's get back to some happy thoughts here and get back to, like, WrestleMania weekend. Greg, what exactly are you the most excited for? Because I know you're not going to say WrestleMania, even though we're probably all going to have a great time because there's going to be a whole bunch of us together and shit. And it's always better to be there live than watching it, but... What
Yeah.
What are you most excited about And then you don't have to be wrestling. I mean, I know you're going with the family.
Sure.
So.
Yeah, all that other stuff. Well, I haven't seen my daughter in 2 years, so I'm excited about that. But wrestling-wise, WrestleMania is going to be awesome, and you can argue about, you know, the matches and the angles and everything leading up, blah, 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 blah. Put all that aside, I'm going to be in the Cowboy Stadium with the huge giant screen and a bunch of wrestling fans and a bunch of people I know and love, and it's going to be awesome. And that's all there is to it. But wrestling-wise, I'm actually looking forward to the WrestleCon show the most. I think that's going to be a really, really fun show.
Do you know who's on the show off the top of your head?
Yeah, there's well, there's going to be, as I'm pulling up the WrestleCon site, there's going to be
Brony Lance Storm?
Yeah, thank you. Lance Storm against Matt Hardy. There's a Monsters Ball match involving Jeff Hardy, Abyss, Trevor Lee, A.R. Fox, and Mike Bailey. There is a Lucha Underground six-man with all the... it's not all Lucha Underground. It's Drago, Fireball, and Jack Evans versus Aerostar, Phoenix, and Andrew Everett. That's going to be dope. There is...
Andrew Everett's going to New York.
He's pretty awesome, though. There is a... Let me think. There's Joey Ryan versus Jeff Jarrett, and it's like one of the 10-man tag matches. They did one last year.
Are Joey and Jarrett the captains or in the match?
Yes, exactly. They are the captains, and the one they did last year was so awesome. Of course, the Dudleys were involved in Dreamer, and it was all comedy.
Dreamer was trying to do a kick up for like 5 minutes and blew himself up, and then they had to help him do the kick up because he's too fat.
Oh, it was awesome. And they haven't announced the main event, but they said that it will involve Rey Mysterio Jr. So, yeah.
I got tickets for it just in case the, you know, because, like, you know, like we caught part of it last year, you know, because it was at the hotel and it's basically right there, you know, at the hotel again this year. So I got tickets for it. So depending on how long the Hall of Fame goes and how long that show goes, and I'm thinking that show's got a bunch of indies guys who are going to want to get their shit in, so hopefully it'll go late. And hopefully I can catch at least a match or two and shit.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be awesome. I'm also looking forward to the first ROH show with the Young Bucks against the Motor City Machine Guns. I think that match is going to be off the charts good. And
I just hope it's early on the card so it doesn't interfere if I have to leave early for NXT.
It's the main event, dude. I haven't got tickets yet, but I'm actually thinking about going to ROH on Saturday afternoon. That card looks really good as well. There's like a four-team match with the Machine Guns and Red Dragon and the Bucks, and there's one more team in there. But, anyway, everything looks really fun.
It's cool. What's going on besides that show is, I don't know if you're aware, but we had your good buddy Dave Prezek on last week. And I'm sure Dave would love it if you supported his product and bought tickets and you went to Shimmer.
And I love Dave. He's my boy. But I'm not a big women's wrestling fan, Ed. I'm sorry.
Such disrespect to Dave. I'm sorry, Dave. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. Nothing against him or the product. It's just not my thing.
I find that appalling, Craig.
Well, what are you going to do?
Some stuff just don't appeal to some people. Big deal.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Not everyone has good taste, you know. You have to accept it and move on. But I'm very excited for the Shimmer show. I think it'll be awesome. I think it'll be better than the WrestleCon show or Ring of Honor. It'd be the best thing ever.
How many shows do you have tickets for?
right now, Ring of Honor, NXT, Shimmer, Hall of Fame, WrestleCon, WrestleMania, Raw, and if Kuji Big, with the Kuji, how do you say it? Kaiju Big Battle. Kaiju Big Battle books Leva Bates to be Kung Fu Chicken Soup or one of the other monsters she's portrayed. I will be adding what the fuck? How do you say it again? Kaiju Big Battle to the agenda.
That's too much shit.
You should be like a character on Kaiju Big Battle, Craig. You could be like the world champion. You could be like the, they put a costume on you, and you could like be like the biggest like Godzilla King Kong monster.
As long as they don't have to take any bumps, I'm down.
They really don't. I don't know if you've ever seen it. They just kind of fall.
Yeah,
like tipped over.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Ibushi is going to be doing like a big angle on that show, amazingly, actually. So something's actually going to happen at Kaiju Big Battle or the meaningful over the weekend.
Interesting.
Yeah, because he's advertised for like a lot of the WWE in live to make an appearance, but he's actually doing something on Kaiju Big Battle. Because apparently he was kidnapped and brainwashed or cloned and or something. Some kind of weird, wacky storyline.
Huh. I'll be darned.
Yeah. I don't need, for sure doesn't even know what Kaiju Big Battle is.
Is this some kind of monster shit? I don't know.
Yeah.
Like Godzilla or something?
Yeah, they dress up like Godzilla and shit like that, and then they put like little buildings and stuff in the ring, and they knock everything over and knock each other over and stuff.
Oh yeah, I think I'll pass. Thank you.
Yeah, it's all silly, but it
just give me a Japanese movie with bad dubbed English language, and I'm fine. I don't even see anything.
Yeah, and then they're having after WrestleMania, there's actually another show going on, like real late at night. And it features like some local talent, but like there's a few names on there, like Joey Ryan and Candice LeRae are on it. I think like Lance Hoyt and Ray Rowe are on it. And then, you know, other local Texas people. But there's so much shit's going on that weekend. It's fucking insane.
It's a strange time to have a show.
No, I think it's a great time to have a show. At the after party after WrestleMania, all the kids with nothing to do, and I think that's going
to
be awesome.
I get out of a building with 100,000 people, I'm going to the house and go to bed.
Yeah. I can't. Another thing that I can't wait for to be over is no longer having no more responsibility over people's money and shit like that, because, man, it's been, dude, I swear to God, we're like close to 78 people for dinner, if not more by now.
Good grief.
Yeah. It's crazy.
You can pay me to deal with shit like that. I said you can pay me to deal with stuff like that. I just let somebody else handle it.
Yeah, it's been luckily, like, the restaurant's been super, a lot easier than the Fogo de Chão last year. But, yeah, so I'll be so relieved once all that's over. But, yeah, man, I'm like I say, we're like at 78 people for dinner. and then one full bus, and then the other one's about maybe a little more than halfway. But this is going
to
be
a shitload. Is the bus bringing you out to the restaurant, or are y'all taking your own car from the hotel?
Oh, we got to get to the restaurant on our own, because I thought about getting the bus, but for some reason Fridays are a lot more expensive than Sundays, and even though it would only be for a couple hours and not even that far, it was like almost the same price. It was like ridiculous. So there was no way that I could fucking justify charging everybody so much money for like a 2-mile ride and shit. I tried to get Dave to do a Q&A. I figured maybe if Dave does a Q&A, then people wouldn't mind. But
a 2-mile Q&A?
Well, you know, we get there early and just do it on the bus.
Okay.
Yeah, but he never got back to me, and I never even found out he was going to like a week ago when they said he was going to be at Whale Mania. And getting to the restaurant, we're on our own on that. The bus is just to WrestleMania itself and back.
My parents are dropping me off.
At the dinner or WrestleMania?
At the dinner.
That's awesome, actually.
So if I can get somebody else to drive, then I'm going to do whatever I can. And they're going out that way. That part of town anyway, so I'm just going to hitch a ride and they're going to pick me up whenever it's over with. How long do these things usually last? A couple hours? Like till 7 o'clock?
Well, the show starts at 7, so we'll probably be done by like 6:30.
Okay.
And stuff. I'm sure they'll sit us if people like get there earlier and stuff. I guess I'm going to have to try and convince Dave and Brian somehow go early so they can meet as many people, since so many people are going, you know what I mean?
I think the place didn't open until 5.
Well, we could hang out outside.
Yeah.
And stuff. So, I mean, that's not a problem.
Because I think they open earlier in the day, and then they close, and they open back up. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, a lot of fancy restaurants do that shit. Where they just...
Well, I'm not used to the fancy restaurants, but I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is your chance.
I'm actually excited
because
I'm looking forward. I've never eaten a place like this before, so I'm looking forward to it.
It's pretty good. I mean, if you like to eat meat, I mean, you can't go wrong, because there's about 15 different kinds of things that they're going to bring you, let alone that the salad bar's got a bunch of good shit. Like, the salad bar has freaking sushi and lobster bisque soup and stuff, so can't go wrong there. And then, if you could pick the people you want to sit next to, or this person you want to sit next to the most, who would it be, Couture? Brian, Dave, Brent Trimman, or Craig? Or Rodney?
Craig, because he's a big one and they'll bring the meat. You know, they're more like if he wants something to eat.
That's a good call, actually. Is Brent
Even if he has his little... You know, his little marker turned over. They're going to see him and see if he wants some more regardless. So.
Brent Payton.
I did not want to sit with Brent Crimmin. I want to sit in a place where I can just watch Brent Crimmin from afar. I don't need to, you know, converse.
You want to be afar, but you want to have good sight lines.
Yeah, see what's going down. So.
Has he actually paid you, Ed? Yeah, he paid me. He paid me as soon as he, like, kind of found out about it. I swear to God, I got, like, 10 emails in a row. But he paid me, and he said he's going. Now, I haven't heard from him recently, but he still made it sound like he was going when he got his little plug on Missy's podcast with Coco Cabana. And so I'm assuming he's still going. He hasn't asked me for the money back, and I figure he if he's not going, he would. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, he would.
So.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. So, yeah, yeah. So, as far as I know, he's going. So, we'll see. I know at least two people that signed up just because they want to go meet Brent Crimmin.
That's unbelievable to me. I hate to say this, but I'm a little worried about Mr. Crimmin. And not because of his mental state, you know, like usual.
Hasn't that been the story for like a decade?
Right. This time I'm actually, like, I'm concerned that he's going to, I'm concerned about Mr. Crimmin because apparently the girl he's
staying with is a girl he met online.
Oh, God.
And I actually saw a picture of her today. Uh-huh. And to say that she is out of his league would be a huge understatement. So I'm really hoping Brent isn't getting catfished.
Maybe she's an escort.
Well, there's that too.
I thought he had, like, put the story of how he knew this person.
I have to go back and check.
Maybe it's on one of the emails, but I think he said how he knew the person. I don't remember what.
It's on the board, and he said something about she's driving him around, but yeah, she doesn't like wrestling, and she's going to go to the shows that she can afford. I'm like, wait a second, none of this is adding up.
Yeah,
and as much as Brent annoys me, I don't want to see the guy get hurt or in trouble or robbed or or killed.
Well, yeah, the kill part, but I mean, he's not gonna have any money by the time he gets there, so you know what I mean. But yeah, who knows what else could happen? He could be sold into slave trade or something. You know, there could be like a weird fetish for mentally challenged Jewish people. That's some kind of weird thing in people, you know.
Is this girl Jewish? Because I didn't think he dated outside the faith.
How did you see a picture of this girl?
It was posted online on the board, and he linked it to a Facebook page of hers.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah.
What thread is this? That's the WrestleMania thread, is it?
No. It's in the update on Brent Kremen one, I think it is.
Huh, I have to go and check this one out. Sounds interesting. New storyline added. New twist and turn to WrestleMania.
There's a new angle.
Wow, too bad we didn't have more time to advertise this and get more play out of this money angle. Brent Kremen being catfished. Will Brent Kremen survive the weekend? Wow, the story.
Dundee's even making his way to Dallas, to be honest with you.
Well, like I said, he paid me, so.
Yeah, it's weird.
He asked for his money back.
I mean, always seems like it's an ordeal. It's some kind of adventure getting him from one place to the other, and that's just in the same town. I mean, you know,
that's in his hometown.
Yeah.
Let alone Dallas, you know, half a country away.
I mean, he has enough trouble trying to find rides in where he lives. I mean, much less going to Texas. Jesus.
He'll be like, hey, Craig, can I get a ride? And you'll be like, no. Craig, that's not my minivan that my family's getting into right now.
Well, see, that's why I'm driving Matt and his son around everywhere, so it's going to be full all the time. And if it's not full, I'll grab a drifter and throw him in there with us. I don't care. I'm not riding with that guy.
Yeah, it's which way you go when you automatically say the other way.
What's that? I'm sorry. You go first, Ed. What did you say?
Didn't you say your wife's scared of Brent or something?
I'm
not scared, but you know what I mean.
She doesn't dislike him. She just...
Won't be
the first time Brent came to my house like twice, and once it was a place I was renting down in Sumner, or down the road of Sumner, you guys know where I am, but anyway, it's a place I was renting a long time ago, and Brent came in and he was perfectly fine and he didn't say a word. He sat on the couch, he watched the pay-per-view, couldn't even tell you which one it was, but he looks over at me and he goes, so, Craig, do you have any microbrews? And I looked at him, I said, no. Okay. And then he went back to watching the pay-per-view. And my wife looked at me, and I looked at her, and shrugged my shoulders, And then him and Brian left, and she goes, what was that? And I said, I don't know. It's kind of weird. Yeah, I understand that. And so that was kind of her first introduction to Mr. Kremen. But I think she thinks he's harmless, but keeps him at arm's length for sure.
I've never heard of anyone asking for a microbrew of all things. I mean,
I know.
Don't think that's for beer, but a microbrew.
Exactly.
Do you think you're
not a beer
or something?
Yeah, not a beer, not a cocktail. Do you have any microbrews? No. No, I don't.
Crazy. You're like, why, yes, I have a selection of over 45 different microbrews from all over the United States.
Yes, I've got one on tap. What do you like?
That's funny. But we've been just rambling for about 40 minutes here, and we were going to kind of preview the Hall of Fame, so I guess we could kind of do that. We've already talked about the Freebirds, so not really necessary. But a very lackluster Hall of Fame this
mm-hmm.
year. And I've been to, like, Arizona was kind of a lackluster one, and this one maybe even a little lackluster. I mean, I'm very excited for the Freebirds just for the fact of world class and all that. And Sting, you know, Sting's a big one. But other than that, the surrounding cast, I mean, Stan Hansen, yeah, but he's kind of been irrelevant for a while. And it's not
mm-hmm.
like that's not like a big deal. Jackie Moore, you know, I've seen her whole career and everything, and I've always liked her, but you know what I mean? That's very lackluster. I mean, it's not like she was a standout or anything in any way. The Godfather, to me, that's just to get a cheap pop when he comes out, and it's also to get JBL on stage to cut a promo, basically. That's what
sure.
I think it's has more to do with JBL than The Godfather.
I think JBL probably going to induct Stan Hansen.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
That kind of, but
him up every
him, I just see him and Farouk doing The Godfather. Or maybe JBL will do Stan Hansen and Farouk will do The Godfather. But, yeah, you know, it's not like the best. Am I missing anybody? The Big Boss Man. And, he had a good little run, but, you know, he wasn't that great at the end. But, I'm going to enjoy it, but it's just not like it's nothing that's, like, must-see or if something happened and I don't make the show, it's not like I'm going to kill myself, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I haven't gone the last, I guess, 3 years, maybe 4 years, and I don't regret it at all. It sucks because the other news this week, of course, Sting is done. We saw his last match, and that sucks. But you know, it is what it is. But he's not going to be working anymore because of that neck. And you know, Sting's been around the block. He had kind of a weird career. You know, he finally made it big in WCW and with the Crow gimmick and all that stuff, and then he ends up in TNA. Think about that. And he was in TNA a long time.
He's in TNA for like 10 years, it seems.
Yeah, and then he ends up in WWE and does two matches, and he's going into the Hall of Fame and retiring. It's crazy.
I remember him and Rock the Blade Runners in Memphis. I mean, not Memphis, in Mid-South. And that was going into a Hall of Fame. And aren't they trying to get Snoop Dogg in?
That's what I heard. I was gonna ask about that. Snoop Dogg in the celebrity wing of the Hall of Fame.
All I remember him doing was riding a golf cart to the ring in Orlando or something.
That's right.
He did that. There was something else he did that was really good. He did a couple things that were cool.
He was like a guest GM. He was a guest GM one time, and he was really good, like all show, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he's always been good when he comes out.
He's got the man knows.
He's got good presence. He knows what he's doing. So.
Yeah, you don't get to be a multi-million dollar rock star, if you will, and not know any business sense. He knows what he's doing. He's no dummy.
Yeah. So him, and then I think they said Joan London. Joan London for the Connor Award.
Joan London. Yeah.
Yeah. Because she's, you know, fighting cancer.
Yeah.
And it'll get them a lot of publicity as far as, like, you know, she is the host of Good Morning America, or was. So it's like, they turned that into a total PR thing.
Yeah, I don't know about this whole celebrity wing. It's really dumb, to be honest with you.
Well, they treat it like a joke, you know what I mean? So it's not like they're taking it serious.
Yeah, but why, you know, you got all the pomp and circumstance, you got those guys going up there and accepting their rings, crying and, you know, giving heartfelt speeches, and now Drew Carey.
Hey, Pete Rose gave a hell of a speech.
Pete Rose,
that's true.
He did give a hell of a speech.
Yeah.
Well, okay, I'll give you that.
They need. They should.
He made
some
great appearances too.
Yeah.
Made some great appearances too for at WrestleMania. So.
It should have been Kermit the Frog though. He should have got it. He was awesome. He's going through a rough patch, you know, both over with Miss Piggy and shit. Should have been Kermit.
Gosh.
Church,
very
you
sad about
any...
Sting, but at least I don't have to listen to, okay, hear about Sting and the fucking Undertaker anymore. Like Christ.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Put that to bed finally, right?
Jesus
no,
Christ,
they're going to wrestle next. This is all an angle to set up next year.
Okay.
If it wouldn't hurt, they'd probably been wrestling this year with the way the injury situation was. I wouldn't have been surprised if he wasn't hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah, this year's weird.
Injury
like,
killed him.
Okay, you're either going to have a horrible org match as the main event, or you're going to have a main event that probably be a good match, but no one's going to give a fuck about. It's like, what do you do? What, I mean, I don't even know what match. I guess I think the match that's going to be the most over is probably going to be the Brock Dean Ambrose match, really. I mean, everything else is like, are you really excited for Undertaker Shane? Are you really excited to see Roman fucking shit the bed on the climax of his big fucking push that nobody gives a fuck about? I'm almost positive because, you know, they said it's the League of Nations versus the New Day, and there's 4-3. Well, if everyone remembers, The Rock kind of did a thing with the New Day not too long ago. I bet it's The Rock, you know, because I know The Rock is not going to want to. He remembers being booed the last time he tried to put Roman Reigns over, and if he tries to do that at WrestleMania, they're going to boo his ass even more, so he's going to be like, fuck that, I'm going to fucking help out the New Day against the League of Nations. He can work the match without actually doing anything, so that's what I think is going to happen. And then... Dave was saying that it was going to be like a six-man women's, and that Natty was shit out of luck after her big match. But it's like, hello, you forget they've been kind of pushing Summer Rae too, so it's 4-on-4.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a 4-on-4
match.
Yeah,
I'm sure that's
not that hard to figure out. Yeah.
I am so excited, and I don't have any intel or anything, but New Day's entrance down that WrestleMania ramp, I think is going to be so wacky and so awesome. I'm almost positive they're going to somehow find unicorns and let them fly in on them. I could just see it now. I'm
telling
you.
That one from the Ringling Brothers that was all controversy when they sold that horn on that fucking little pony. Yeah.
Just rainbows and clouds and unicorns and
The Rock.
And
And oh, how about a whole horn section behind them? Like a huge, like you get like Parliament Funkadelic's horn section and have them come down to the ring and play their entrance live. I think it'd be awesome.
Or like,
wouldn't be
you go to
like
one
a
of
choir
those...
or something that brings them to the ring.
No, not a choir, dude. They need to go to like one of those deep south football teams,
yes.
All black, where the halftime show is bigger than the game because these dudes are going crazy dancing and playing their instruments. They need one of those things. And these
yep.
guys come out like fools and just do all kinds of crazy stuff with Xavier Woods leading the fucking way with fucking Francesca 2.0. And that would be fucking awesome.
Or
and then the
you
rock.
Could do that. You could do a combination of the horn section, like you get an old Louisiana horn section, and then have a gospel choir behind them, you know, with Big E as the band leader. I could see that.
They should just bring back the black women with the big butts, like in that Birth Place did the one year. That was awesome.
Oh my gosh! I forgot all the
mamas.
The Bridge Club.
Yes,
yeah.
That's right. The Bridge Club.
That was funny.
Trick.
Some people didn't like. But, oh, that's racist! I laughed my fucking ass off that stuff. That was funny. Yeah.
Of course you did.
I'm from the South. I see women like that all the time. So. You know.
Yeah. I think. You know what's sad is I really like Roman Reigns. I think he's a pretty darn good worker. And if he talks on his own, he's great. Okay, let me take that back. He's decent. I think the fans are going to crap on that match. And if you've ever been... I've seen many good matches that the fans absolutely hated, and it made it so you were kind of, like, okay, Brian and Vinny say that their hair match was like the worst match ever. And I watched that match, and it was okay. There was nothing wrong with it. But the crowd hated it, and so Brian and Vince say it's the worst match ever. I was there. It was pretty decent. And I've seen that happen many times where I'm watching a pretty decent match, but the fans are just sitting on their hands and they're not making any noise, and it makes it worse. So I think Roman's going to have a pretty good match, but I think the fans are just going to – I think they're going to make it worse.
They just need to turn in full on heel in that main event. I think.
They should. They need to turn. They should have turned him heel 3 months ago, in my opinion. If they're gonna boo him, then let them boo him. But for real, you know,
mm-hmm.
Just switch it and get it over with.
I do. Yeah. I agree with me. Like, I don't know what they're doing in the Shane and Undertaker match. I can't believe Undertaker's going to lose to Shane McMahon, but it seems like it's set up for Shane McMahon to win in some way just because of the stipulation.
Yeah.
So, like, if Shane McMahon's going to get Raw, I'd have him, like, you know, go heel in the main event and, like, be behind, like, Roman Reigns or somebody like that, you know? They want to do something different.
Yeah.
They need to do something different. They need to switch things up because their product is getting stale. And it doesn't matter what kind of great matches you're putting on in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter because it's only a matter of time till they actually start losing money. Because if I didn't have to watch... I don't have to watch Monday Night Raw, and I notice that when it's on, I'm not paying a whole ton of attention to it. Like, I'm watching it, but I'm doing other stuff, too. I'm on my phone or I'm on the computer, or you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it, it's
getting less and less important to me.
I get through Raw in about an hour and 45 minutes. Be honest.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And
I just tune in late, and I just, like, fast forward through a lot of the crap that I don't really want to watch.
Right. And that's sad, because it used to be must-see TV, and I was there. I was watching it live, even if I had a DVR, if I had it on, at the time, VHS recording, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but anyway, it'll still be a good time just because it'll be there live, so.
It's exactly. The worst build WrestleMania in many years, I think.
Many years.
Yeah.
Many years.
It's still going to be a good show, I'm confident of that, because, I mean, I can't remember the last time they... I think the last time it was really bad WrestleMania was like when they weren't even going to the stadiums, you know? So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
like one of the ones that's considered the worst still had fucking Brett versus Austin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know.
And like the one that, like the one in Houston that people shit on because of the Orton, Hunter match, you know, they had the awesome Undertaker Shawn Michaels match, and I couldn't say that was a bad show.
Yeah.
Well, on this you've got.
I was going to say,
on this, you don't have all those big marquee matches, but you've got like the Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens match for the hardcores. The AJ and Chris Jericho match is going to be good. I even think the three-way women's match is going to be real good. And so you're appealing to that NXT hardcore crowd. The kids all love the New Day. My son loves Roman Reigns, even though he gets booed.
He likes Roman Reigns and he doesn't like the women.
And he's nine. And you've got...
He's nine. He thinks girls are gross.
I'm going to have a talk to that little kid.
You stay away from my boy. I'll call I have mace. Anyway,
call the law and have it risked. Then he'll go to jail.
I think the Brock and Dean match, I think that's going to be tremendous. I don't care what Brian says. I think Dean's awesome.
I think that'll be the best match on the show.
Yeah.
It'll probably be given the most time out of, you know, like all the big matches. So.
Mm-hmm. And then with Undertaker and Shane, if you remember, last year we were worried about Triple H and Sting. And that turned into a really fun match. I heard it didn't come across as good on television, but in the building, that was awesome.
Yeah, that was fucking fantastic.
They're going to have all kinds of smoke and mirrors. I'm sure Shane is going to die from something very tall, and he'd probably fall off the top of the cage, who knows, and he'll land on a crash pad. Who knows?
All I know is Pete Gass better be on the show or I'm going to riot. I don't give a fuck about Rodney, but Pete Gass needs to be on the show.
If only we had JR to yell, Pete Gass.
Yeah, all I know is that they could fuck up every storyline, every match could suck, and no matter what, I am going to have an awesome WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And that's, yeah. But we got 5 minutes of live airfare, so before I throw out the plug, well, let me throw out the plugs already. Everyone check out AngryMarks.com. You can always download and stream our show at AngryMarks.com, along with a lot of other shows, so check out AngryMarks.com. You can also download and stream our show at blogtalkradio.com/Contrera and older shows at blogtalkradio.com/Edward-Laredo. You can follow me at Facebook at Edward Laredo, and you can follow me at Twitter at Ed San Antonio.
And you can follow me on Twitter. It's my last name and the word jam, so it's Proper Jam on Twitter. Follow me there for that's really the only place I post anything about wrestling anymore.
You can go to youtube.com/Contrera. I've got a channel up there. I got about the last month or so, I put up like there's 120 episodes of Mid-South Wrestling from 81 to 84 up there. Anybody's so inclined to watch that kind of stuff. Got the all the Smoky Mountain shows from 92 to 95, so you're into that stuff too, so everybody check that out.
All right, well, before we go, I have it. Oh, you have something else? I'm sorry.
Actually, do we want to discuss and tell our four listeners that we're going to be moving times and, or excuse me, we're going to be moving dates of our show? Or are we going to?
I don't think that they care.
There will be shows recorded on Thursday, and there will probably still be a few on Friday here and there. So, you know, there will be a show. It'll just either be Friday or Thursday, but we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
And
probably
Thursday
me, yeah.
For the near future to accommodate Craig for the time being.
I'm sorry. It's not my fault, really.
Yeah. But anyway, I have a Brian story to tell before we go.
Oh, please. Yes,
because
please.
I got this text Saturday, and it just brought great joy to my heart because my year-long plan paid off, and I got to enjoy it. But anyway, everyone knows Brian Alvarez has this – he does not plan shit. He just goes to wherever, and because there are often people like myself and other people who set things up, he's usually taken care of, and he doesn't have to do anything, and he puts no thought into it. And basically, an example is that every year for the past, I don't know how many WrestleMania, Sir Highlight has had to book an extra room at the WrestleCon hotel because he knows Brian will not book a room at the
correct.
Hotel. And last year, I think I ended up putting it in my name, and basically. So if it wasn't for either me or Sir Highlight, he would never have a room. So anyway, this past year, right after WrestleMania, WrestleCon put their stuff on you know, their site up and everything on sale because they, you know, to beat out the WWE and keeping them from locking them out, they had to pay all this money for all this stuff. So they put their stuff like last April. So heard about it, went, got my room, talked to a few people that I knew were going for sure. They're getting rooms there. I text Brian. I'm like, hey, WrestleCon just put their blocks rooms on sale. I just got mine. Everyone else right now is getting it. You need to get on the website and just book your room right now because we are not getting an extra one. There's no extra one this year. So you need to do it. He texts me back. Oh, I'll take care of it. So anyway, like last April. So this Saturday, hey, do I have a room? Did Sir Highlight get blocked? How's it working this year? And I'm like, dude, I texted you and I told you that I got my room. Everyone else is getting the room. You need to do it right now. You said you were going to take care of it. Oh, I vaguely remember, but I'm sure I took care of it. And then I get a text. I can't find any emails. When was this? I go, well, let me find out. So I find out it was April. And then he still can't find out. I'm like, you better call and find out. So come to find out, no, Brian Alvarez didn't listen to me like he should have because he's stupid and he didn't book his room. So WrestleCon Hotel is sold out, so basically Brian Alvarez has to book a place next door and pay a lot of money out of his ass, a lot more than he needed to because he was stupid and didn't listen to me, and that's what he gets.
Oh, Brian, I've never seen a man, I love the guy, but I've never seen a man go through life and trip and fall and there'll be 12 people there to pick him up, or he'll trip and fall and find, like, you know, a $10 bill. You know what I mean? I've never seen a guy go through life and have difficulty and then come out smelling like a rose on the other end. It just absolutely amazes me. Every time, he's never booked a car because there are all these marks that will drive him around. No problem. And no, I'm not talking about Rodney. Plenty of other guys will take him and pick him up. He gets by, and I don't know how a person can live that way. I am too much of a control freak, and I know he's a control freak, and why he leaves his destiny in the hands of wrestling fans is completely beyond me.
Yeah, especially ones that tell him, look, take 2 minutes out of your time, book this room, save probably save yourself about $400.
So, I mean, I didn't book a room right away. I booked it like maybe about a month ago, and I'm not in the WrestleCon hotel, but I got a room. We're 2 weeks away, and he's looking for a room in Dallas on Mania weekend? What an idiot.
At WrestleCon? At WrestleCon?
Didn't he done this a year ago?
You know, I booked him in, he did it, but I had got him a room because I knew that was going to happen. But this year, I was like, you know what? I'm not going to do it, and I know he's not going to listen to me, and I'm going to laugh at him when I get that text, and that's what happened Saturday. I just had a big belly laugh. And I fucked with him and told him, yeah, if worst comes to worst, I got an extra bed. You just got to put up with the smoke, you know. Just fucking with it like that. So then next thing I know, he's like, oh, no, I had to pay a lot of extra money, but I got a place next door.
Which is fine, because he's got the cash.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not like he's hurting. He's just cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny, because I guarantee you he doesn't have – Did he book a seat on the bus?
He knows he has to pay me for one.
Yeah, so how's he getting everything else?
Well, everything else is walking distance, luckily.
Okay.
You know what would be so awesome? It's that one dude from Arizona, that weirdo, actually came to Dallas and actually succeeded in his plan of kidnapping Brian and locking him up in his basement. For like a couple weeks before they find them. You know, I don't want to make death on Brian, but I wouldn't mind him being in like a Wild Bill situation for a couple weeks where, you know, it has to put the lotion in the basket and shit, you know.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Or worse than that, it'll be like the Kathy Bates, you know, where she actually, you know, smashes his foot
with the mallet.
Yeah.
Oh, God. This thing still gets...
Daddy. Daddy, why do you limp? Why are you limping, Daddy? No, that's a long story.
Yeah.
I have one more quick story. And this is... this was funny. Of course, you both know who Bobby Fulton is.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Okay. So, he has been booked for WrestleCon. He will be there, I want to say it's
He's there Friday and Saturday.
Yeah. So on his Facebook page, let me see if I can find it real quick.
Well, I can basically tell you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, basically, he's having his own sweepstakes. $3,000. $3,000, you can supposedly sit with him ringside at WrestleMania. Okay, that's one thing. And then he's kind of passing off everybody at WrestleCon as somebody you get to meet. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're there at WrestleCon. But it's not like, you know what I mean, you're going to get a free picture with everyone there. I'm pretty sure. And like he even kind of mentioned, yeah, like you'll get to meet Shawn Michaels because, you know, Shawn Michaels is the main event. Well, I think like 150 people get to meet Shawn Michaels and that's it. You know what I mean? So I think there's a little, maybe he doesn't know. Maybe he thinks that it's going to be cool. And maybe he's not thinking he's fucking bullshitting somebody. I mean, he's a nice dude. I mean, maybe he has the best intentions in the world and thinks that, hey, it won't be a problem, but you could construe some false advertising in that sweepstakes. His ringside seats, you know, who knows how close they actually are or whatever, but I don't have $3,000 to spend, but you know, given the chance to watch WrestleMania with Bobby Fulton, that'd be cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah, here's the thing. For $3,000, have a weekend with Bobby Fulton. During the weekend, you will be able to ask questions, have lunch and dinner, take pictures, and on Sunday, sit ringside at WrestleMania. You will also receive an 8x10 and a T-shirt. Travel is not included. You will also need to buy a 2-day pass for WrestleCon.
So for $3,000, you get to carry Bobby Fulton's bags.
As long as I get my 8x10 off, you know, as long as I get an 8x10. A handshake,
now,
I guess. I don't know.
Is the shirt Triple X? Because that could be the deal breaker, you know.
And by the way, this is not the handsome Bobby Fulton that you know and remember.
Yeah.
Well, considering he's probably in his 50s, I would
say. Hey, he looks better than Ricky Morton.
I'll give you that.
My grandmother, my dead grandmother looks better than Ricky Morton. Jesus Christ.
But anyway, I guess. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying, oh, Lord. I was agreeing with Katrir.
Hey, what did you guys think of the, it has been a couple of weeks, but what did you guys think of the new Civil War trailer?
Oh, I can't wait. That movie looks awesome.
I already bought my fucking ticket. It doesn't open until March 6th, and I already fucking, no, not March 6th. When is it? April 6th?
May 6th, okay.
May, whatever. Anyway, I already bought my goddamn ticket. I got 3D, the D-Box, the shaking seat that shakes, and right in the center, right in the middle of the state as the thing. That's probably the only fucking idiot who's buying a ticket for that show for probably months. But I got my goddamn ticket. I feel like an idiot for fucking buying a ticket 2 months in advance. But I did it, and it should be awesome.
I saw the trailer come up, and I yelled at my son. I said, hey, come here and watch this with me. So we're sitting there watching
it. Hey, Underoos, come here.
We're sitting there watching it, and we're smiling, and we're like, oh. And then at the very end, you know, Iron Man, Underoos. And then you see the web, and I'm like, no. Oh, and then they show the reveal, and it's Spider-Man. And we're both sitting there, and our mouths are wide open, like, oh, awesome.
Speaking of awesome comic book movies, did you take your kid to see Deadpool yet?
No. Are you kidding me?
You should.
Does he want to see Deadpool? Does he know about it? Does he want to see it?
He's interested in it, but yeah.
You know, because crazy, I went to go see it and have that thing with kids, so you know, if all these kid parents don't care, you should take your kid to see it. I mean, it's just some cold-blooded killing. There's a lot of sex. There's a lot of weird sex and more killings. I think you'll be fine. I mean, Marvel don't care no more. They're like, if the parents don't give a fuck, why should we? We're going to have all kinds of shit in Wolverine. Wolverine's a badass now.
Guess what? He's not going to see that movie until he's old enough to make his own decisions. So, just saying.
It was a pretty damn awesome movie, though. I got to admit.
Yeah. I haven't seen it yet. I've been so busy, but just yesterday I was texted a way to see it. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. So, I might check it out after work tomorrow.
Yeah, put the kid to bed and then check
it
out.
It was a weird film. I felt like I was having a one-way conversation with somebody for 2 hours. Just being talked to.
It's a lot better than that one movie they were showing previous to where it's like a fucking first shooter movie or some bullshit.
Yeah, I saw
Hardcore Henry? Is that what it is?
Yeah, I do not want to see that movie, and I want to slap anyone who says they want to see that movie. Oh, my God.
It looks like one of those movies that, not because of the actual, like, the story, but just the camera looks like it might make me vomit or something.
Yeah.
The way the camera's doing is like a video game. Like,
you know what we're talking about, Craig?
Yeah, I've seen the preview. I have no desire to see that because even in those first-person shooters, when I'm playing them, I always go to the third person, so I'm actually running behind him, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it makes me ill, you know, with all the spinning and all that stuff. It just, nah. I don't want to sit through a two-hour block doing that.
Yeah. But anyway, we'll go
ahead.
That's
a new X-Men trailer that came out yesterday, too.
I don't know if I've seen
that. A new X-Men trailer?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I climaxed when I saw Psylocke.
Oh, jeez.
It was beautiful.
I think once again, a big movie I watched a couple of days ago, I watched The Hateful Eight, when Tarantino's newest movie. Fucking awesome. You ought to check it out.
That reminds me, I have a Gotham on the DVR I haven't seen yet, so I'm going to do that right now.
Yeah, and that reminds me that I'm going to go get me some sushi, and there's a whole bunch of Daredevil on Netflix.
Oh,
there you go. Your weekend's complete.
Yeah, let's get the hell out of here. Where's this goddamn theme music I can never freaking find? Where the hell are you? One more. There we go.
Here we go. Professional show here, folks.
Boom.
Be the man! You gotta beat the man!
You wanna find out how good you are? You're looking at the matrix shit! Let's go hook him up!
Tonight.